to Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
And welcome back to another episode of Keldabe Talk Radio. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
We're recording in a hotel room, so we apologize for the poor audio quality on this one.
What are you talking about? Beautiful.
Yeah. We're all sharing the bed. I'm on the bed with Frost.
Hey, Gussie.
Steven and Faxos are over there, chilling on the bed.
Hi, guys. Say hello. They need to know who you are. This is Faxos now.
Hey, guys.
That's his line. So we also have Pinocchio and Cora here.
We're in chairs.
We're special.
Yeah, they're the special ones. They're off in the corner. We're segregating them.
That's why you can't hear them.
Yeah. No. So, this is our C-Spec.
Oh, Jesus.
This is our cesarean section, ladies and gentlemen.
Freudian slip there.
This is our C6 spectacular insert explosion.
Yay! Woo! Michael Bay!
Michael Bay explosion. Yeah. So, we're just going to talk a little bit about what we've been seeing, what we've been doing. Faxos's helmet got broken by Jeremy Bullock.
It was Muriel.
It was not Muriel. It was. I saw Bullock.
I still haven't run into Jeremy today.
We've run into him like six times.
Yeah. He was at the bar last night.
Yeah. It's like every time you go downstairs, Jeremy Bullock.
Anyone know why he was at the bar? Because we're in this hotel.
He's trying to escape.
Anywhere you go, he's right around the corner.
That's the wrong place to hide.
I ran into him. In Chicago on the way down here too. So
really,
he's everywhere.
So you're like stalking him now?
No, he's stalking me. I think.
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah, we saw him so much that last night.
That's,
we were staying around the group.
How many broke it? We weren't looking.
Yeah. Stocky.
He broke it because he wanted. He's like, now he'll know I love it.
He's already worn it, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, we went down last night in a group, and then Jeremy Bullock walks by. He's like, you guys were standing here like 6 hours ago.
We were.
And you were like, why, yes. We were.
There's nothing else to do here. The con hasn't started. But the con has started now. It is Thursday. It is the end of Thursday. It's right before the bash.
Yep.
It's gone by way too quick already.
Yeah, it feels like it's been like an hour.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
Like, I was in armor for five hours.
It was
today.
Like an hour for me to get back here.
Yeah, we're waiting on Faxos to get over here so we can start recording.
I had to.
And then he had to do a Pepsi run.
And
awkward
I made him buy me food.
Yeah. So
funny. So he's basically a pepstitute.
I'm gonna have a really hard time editing Frost out of this one.
Let it go.
So what are some of the stuff that you guys have seen here so far?
Mini sexy Ewoks.
Sexy Ewoks.
Yeah, that seems like it's the new
Slave Boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a really weird turn for the community, isn't it?
We're getting into furry territory now.
Some people seem to like it, so
it's this year's Steve.
Well, they've got midriff showing, so I don't think it counts as furry, really, unless they're wearing like an Ewok mask.
Well, dogs don't have a lot of fur in there.
Stay on target.
Moving on.
Almost there.
I've seen a buttload of mercs.
Yeah. So there has to be at least over 100 mercs here. Yeah.
Oh, probably easily.
That's the guesstimate. Everybody, we're going to tell you more about this later on, but we're guessing it could be maybe 100 mercs. Maybe. We're not sure yet.
We'll see
how many are hungover on Saturday and can't make it.
Yeah. I mean, and for the record, that is an actual problem.
Yeah.
Does even listener land, like, we lose half the members every year just to death. they just can't handle it and leap out the windows.
Yeah. So we're getting ready to go to the bash here in like 40 minutes, actually. So we'll be probably doing some mini-sodes over the next couple days. Just
we'll see.
Little mini updates. Yeah, we'll.
Oh,
that's not a promise. Don't take it as a promise, please. It's hard enough time to find the time to do this.
Hey, look, Legos.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a Lego booth. There's an NVIDIA booth.
Yeah, it's like a 3D photo thing.
One of the
things they're showing off. They'll insert you into a Star Wars scene.
Yeah.
Well, that's something else, though.
And then pimping their games, as usual.
Well, the NVIDIA booth, as far as I saw, they were just running, like, Tor. Newer graphics cards.
So that's why there was a racing.
Yeah, Tor really isn't a game that really benefits that much from
different.
They're also showcasing some sort of new Kinect game. I think it might be like a Star Wars Clone Wars for Kinect thing.
Yeah,
all the minigames that I saw were Clone Wars related. Like you had two JSFs which is the Jedi Starfighter, for those of you who didn't play that game on Xbox. And they had one with Bark Speeders. I don't know what that stands for.
It's a little
B-A-R. It must
B-A-R-C.
Be like Bacon and Reconnaissance.
Yeah. It's the Canadian.
Yeah.
Canadian division.
They've got that. There was a pod racing mini game. There was some other stuff. But it all seemed like it had a co-op component to it, which is pretty interesting.
Everything has a co-op component to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's probably just a demo for a new game or possibly DLC for the existing.
Did you like how we worked in Tor a few minutes ago?
Yeah, that's the tenth episode that we've talked about Thor.
Well, legitimately, I have seen somebody was dressed up in a really ridiculous, ridiculously good bounty hunter.
Oh,
Shay Vizsla.
There
was one Shay Vizsla
with the cat hat.
Well, yeah. There's like two.
Yeah. Well, there was
really
a smuggler out there who was
wearing
a Cad Bane hat. He had all the stuff going.
Yeah,
and
the
then,
leather working.
One of our own members, shout out. Her form name is Segutai.
Oh,
I think.
Zigtai.
However you pronounce that weird word, she did the Kithbar smuggler lady, who's important in the backstory. Do you guys remember that woman's name?
No, that's her sister.
Yeah, it's her sister.
It's phenomenal.
Well, she made the costume, but
it's
perfect.
Awesome.
It looks exactly like the concept art.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing.
Wasn't she?
And I cannot stop talking about it because it's just that good.
The character that was in the video for the Mandalorians, that whole video.
Someone who was in the video for the Mandalorians, the smuggler chick who broke the blockade of Coruscant.
So it's been wild. I don't know how many people are here this time. I think it's more than last time.
Presumably.
Well, today is slow in comparison
Thursday.
To the rest.
Well, cons always get bigger. Period.
Yeah.
End of story. Every year more people show up.
Last time there was like 35,000. Or not last year, but last time.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
So I'm expecting at least probably 35, 45.
Oh, there were more than that.
It was around 35.
You know what I really don't understand is with that many people, and the celebration store before noon was sold out completely for the entire weekend of the lanyards.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, really, guys? How many people did you think were going to be here that you sold out the first day the entire stock of lanyards?
They really need to also work on the artwork section, because they had pre-orders this time, but even with pre-orders, it still takes absolutely forever to get your artwork. I spent the better half of the day just in the artwork section waiting in lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of artwork, Lucasfilm, what is up with the graphics for C6?
What's wrong with Han Solo with Mardi Gras beads?
Yeah, compared with C5. C5 was almost all hand-drawn art by artists. Like, Grant Gould did the Boba Fett badge that was on the 4-day adult pass.
Yeah.
And that was great. It was all like, it was like having a $100 sketch card that also let you into Celebration.
It was
awesome. And now, this time, the badges are, you know, Fear and Loathing and Dagobah.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
They're Fear and Loathing and Dagobah.
Yeah.
They're really... poorly photoshopped pictures.
See,
I'm bad at Photoshop, and I could do these sorts of things, where they've kind of pasted some beads and things,
and
put aviators on.
Yeah.
That's like Imperial COD confetti.
Yeah,
is
Yoda wearing, like, confetti, or are they actually Kanye glasses?
I think they're Kanye. Yoda is Kanye.
No,
he's like,
they're not Kanye.
I let you
they're just aviators.
Yeah. Yoda is just wearing blue-tinted aviators,
okay.
Because Yoda is kind of a pimp.
And he's got a sparkler. He's got one of those
little
sparklers in his hand.
Which makes no sense.
Well, the other thing is that they keep putting Mardi Gras beads on people, so that means that the Emperor has flashed two people. Because you've got two sets of Mardi Gras beads. That's not something we really want to think about, because
I think Vader must have been one of those.
Never seen.
That's why he put on those sunglasses.
Yeah.
It seared his retina, so he needed sunglasses to go on top of
the
sunglasses.
Yodog.
I had somebody ask if Yoda was a little baked or something.
Like we said, Fear and Loathing and Jacob.
Yeah.
All around the car there were.
But suffice to say, the quality of the graphics for all of the promotional stuff.
Yeah, the big posters.
Even the big posters have sort of gone downhill.
I think they hired it out probably to the Dave School Art, because that's like everywhere.
Yeah, those are the lanyards they hand out. And I'm like, this isn't even Star Wars.
Dave
Why are you giving me this?
Digital animation and visual effects. I think that's the one.
They had the same type of thing at C5, but they at least said Celebration 5 on it.
They actually had
the school name.
They actually had a booth at C5.
This time
they're just all...
Well, no, they still have a booth.
They still have
a booth.
Oh, they do?
They're showing student product.
But wait, now this sounds
everyone
like
just walked right by.
Reporting just to walk over there. Hey, did you guys do this crap?
Hey, feel free. Just don't tell them who you are.
You walk in and you're like, hi, my name is, and then you just name the second top person at LFL. My name is this person who's important. How are
my
you
My name is John Smith.
Yeah, be really vague about it.
John C. Smith.
The Mercs booth. What do you guys think about
it's
that?
It's spacious.
Booth?
Very bunker. Spacious. It is phenomenal.
You got breathing room?
Oh, yeah,
we have,
well, at one point, there were like a good 20 Mercs and people taking pictures in there, and still plenty of elbow room.
Let's just say that it is a dramatic improvement from what it was last time.
Yeah,
last time we had a space smaller than this hotel room.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there was like 70 people in it.
Yeah,
and there was way too much. And now we have a small mall. I was considering setting up a food kiosk.
Yeah, so like imagine your kitchen, and it's like five times as big as that.
Yeah,
I guess.
Unless you have a really big kitchen.
Yeah, unless you have like a huge kitchen, which it well, Paxos might. He doesn't.
It's Canada. You have space.
I'm not quite sure why you need a kitchen. I'm kind of wondering if there's like this weird Canadian stereotype that's been passed around in the U.S. where Canadians have gigantic kitchens, and I have no idea where that would be coming
well,
from.
Well, it's because you cook moose.
You have to cook
them.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, yeah, that
you
makes
have
sense
to have
now.
A big
you got
to
fit the moose.
Oh, yeah.
There.
You,
yeah.
You have to be able to spit it.
Bleed out the moose.
And there's just these like old trails that go through the house where the moose blood just kind of
that
drains.
That'd be
cannibalism,
right? Though.
Yeah, it probably yeah, like, would be, but you know, meese are vicious creatures, man. So you have to kill or be killed.
So what do we actually have at the booth?
We
have like
eight
crates of weapons.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of helmets. A
we're bleeding weapons.
We have a little cardboard stand up of ASIN.
We actually have two members of the Stormhawks or Sandhawks clan.
Sandhawks.
Yeah. Sandhawks
from
clan,
Australia.
Which is from the Australians.
Yeah.
We have Point of Origin from the Forums, who is one of our admins, I believe. No, he's not
clan.
An admin.
He's
a
clan
he's
admin officer.
He's a clan admin officer,
yeah.
Which is a council position, so he's admin-like. And then we have a cardboard standee of Aeson, who is their clan leader.
Who we had on the podcast.
And we also have April is here.
Technically, so I'm completely wrong.
Aeson doesn't count, he's cardboard.
Clearly counts because he's cardboard.
Yeah, well, it's funny because on the bottom it says, I wish I was here, and I was telling everybody we should put him in the women's changing area. Even for just a few minutes, just
that'd
to say that he hung out there. And see,
yeah. And we actually have our own little changing booth that we built in to the bunker, so there's like a room in which we may store big piles of crap.
Yep.
Yeah, as well as people who are attempting to switch out their clothes.
You watch, Sunday night, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff left in there.
Probably.
And we've got, we've got three jail cells this time around, right?
Yep. Those are built by our Storm Warrior.
Yes.
Yeah, based off of Adnati Clan's cell design, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they are awesome.
How good a job did they do?
They did injustice.
We've had several people locked in there already.
Yeah,
a Twi'lek slave girl.
Yeah, we locked we locked the chainmail chick. You can go to her website in there. And
just an innocent blogger.
Shameless
plug.
Shameless plug.
I can't decide what
I mean, I figure if we're going to lock her in, we might mention her on the podcast. We might as well mention her.
I don't know, we've got a gun emplacement.
Yeah,
we have a gun emplacement.
Yeah,
we have a Battle Legionnaire droid. It's like a badass C-3PO.
That came down from
Falco
Plan.
Yeah,
and it's technically on sale for $3,500 if anybody wants it.
Earn your own piece of C6 Mercs memorabilia.
I think it's just because he doesn't want to take it back to them.
Somebody buy it.
Take it from my...
Same with the speeder. Was like twice that. If the Battle Legionnaire was wearable, I'd totally jump on that, but...
He built it on a mannequin.
Yeah,
so
he built it on a mannequin.
Was, so you might be able to...
But it's funny, because it's a C-3PO droid, but it's in that, like, fashion model pose, where it's like...
It's kind of got one arm up a little bit, and the other one's
on the
bottom. It
feels
fabulous.
It's very sassy for an
Maybe I'll just build one for C7.
Yeah. You could do a fabulous battle engineer for C7.
Not a fabulous one, just a regular.
You have to walk around.
I don't know. I think fabulous. I think fabulous is the way to go.
Totally. There you go.
As long as I don't have to do the Purvis pose the entire time.
You will. Purvis, that was the guy's name, wasn't it?
The mannequin.
Yeah, I remember that. We were trying to remember that name the other day.
I know there's Tyrone, which is James's
name. What was his first name? Is that Fred?
Fred.
Okay,
somebody stole... Yeah,
someone stole Fred.
Yeah, if you stole Fred, give it back.
And if you didn't steal Fred, then buy him a new one.
And call it Fred 2.
Yeah. But...
But we also have a speeder.
Yep.
Yeah, we have a land speeder. It's based off of a Boba Fett playset thing.
Yep.
That's been getting a lot of photo opportunities.
That's fantastic.
It's a bit wibbly, though.
I don't know. It's not Wibbly. We told him that he should put like a go-kart engine in it and just have like a big driver in the back.
I think they said somebody hit one of the prongs, so it got a little locked loose. Yeah. Somebody hit it or something.
Yeah, people kept standing on some of the vanes, the control vanes, so they are now wibbling.
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw like an 8-year-old girl get out of it, and I saw the van go. For the record, those of you in TV land, I just took my arm, put it in front of me, and then swung it back and forth in like a 90-degree arc really, really vigorously.
So you were doing like the spanking motion from
the
90s dances?
It was basically the spanking motion from the 90s dances. That's how vigorously it was wibbled.
What else has been going on in C6?
I ate some pizza.
I was thinking more of like a less personal experience than people.
If you guys come out here to any of these sort of celebration style cons where they have built-in dining, don't. just don't.
Yeah, I think like a small yogurt's like $6.
Yeah, it's $3 for a bottle of water. And it's not
absurd.
Even like the big awesome
it's like
kind with the resealable
thing. It's like the iPhone size bottle of water.
Yeah, it's like where they're basically like, here, we're shamelessly ripping you off so bad.
$9 for a personal pizza.
Yeah. It's like $9 for a sandwich now.
Pack your lunches. Anyway, have anybody been to the droid room at all?
I have not. I've seen a bunch of droids wandering around, though. I saw a Lego R2 unit that was not the one that's on display at the Lego booth, but it was a Lego R2 unit that was moving around.
Oh, cool.
Nice. So I think somebody may have actually made a Lego shell for an R2 unit, which would be really cool.
That is quite cool, yeah.
See, I got to see an R3, which is pretty much, it's just an R2, but the dome's clear. Which honestly is awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, you want to show off all the stuff that you got crammed in there anyway.
Yeah. They have to put a bunch of extraneous crap in there, too.
Yeah, she had, like Lego parts heat sinks and nothing.
Well, it's because nowadays, the electronics that are inside of the droid heads are, like, minuscule. Like, it's, like, the size of a watch face.
So, R3 and circuit boards.
Yeah, exactly. One tiny circuit board. So they just have to cram it full of stuff. Like, I'm surprised they don't put, like, a vending machine in it so that people can, like, get candy bars out of it and make some money off your droid. That's what I'd do.
Yeah,
did they bring back the Darth Maul droid?
What?
Did they bring back the Darth Maul droid? They had a Darth Maul R2 unit.
I haven't seen it.
It had photoreceptors all around it, like the little Darth Maul horns.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. But they did have one that reminded me a whole lot of Iron Man because it's all red and gold.
Right.
Which actually reminds me of
does
very
he have
cool
a martini? Like,
he does not have a martini glass that
shame.
I saw, but he really should. One of the really cool things, though, that I did get to see is the As You Wish project with all of the helmets done up.
Oh, yeah, I went through that.
They are absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I think I like the Schwarzenegger one most.
Bobo Recall? Yeah, that's a cool one.
Well, that's because Arnold Schwarzenegger.
what's his name? That guy from England have anything to do with that?
I'm not sure who.
You know, there are some people from England.
Well, I know they live there. no, it's the guy that does the Boba stuff.
Jeremy Bullock?
Huh?
Boba Maker.
Did he have anything to do with that? I don't know. Boba Maker had an Arnold Schwarzenegger cast a couple years ago.
I don't know if he did. Probably.
Did you see that the Dennett helmet table is actually inside?
The Dennett helmet table is actually right at the back of the As You Wish thing, so you got to walk through half of them. Then it's the Dennett helmet table, then it's back out the other way, and you see the other half of the helmet.
Is there enough room to, like, top it?
There's not really that much room in there.
I was kind of surprised. Stuffed them back there, and nobody's going to
as you go through and check out the helmets, you go and see the Dennett helmet part. The only thing is you can't really socialize with them that much, unfortunately.
I think they've got cards with RPF out there, too.
But it's a pretty cool place. And I saw Art from the RPF. He was there and having a blast.
And Sean was all like, hey, do you want to play Dungeons & Dragons with me? Spring Jake.
Where is he?
I'm not sure where Jake's at right
now. So give Jake a call. Put him on speaker. See if he'll come on.
No,
being on the podcast.
Oh God, it'll be like a speaker of a speaker. We're gonna go friggin' podception here.
Multiple. Oh man, that'd be interesting to do. That's the art person.
Yes. Let's get this terrible audio for everyone to listen.
Yeah, this is how we reward you for your hard work.
So right, let's get back off topic.
Yeah. what else is going on? There's the Roxy the Rancor.
Roxy is awesome. They also have a in the same vein as Roxy. They've got a pretty. The Rebel Legion's running a big life-size Wampa stand-up. You can get your pictures.
Actually, I think that's. Yeah, I think that's just Wampa.
There's actually just Wampa. That's another
sure
great thing.
Oh, that's, either way,
like on a mannequin.
Either way, fantastic.
That's another great thing about Celebration is the fact that you end up with a lot of people who are way more industrious than you.
The Belgians
who will come out. Yeah, the Belgians. The Belgians brought a friggin' TIE interceptor
at
last
C5.
Time. Yeah. At C5.
And they also brought a 6th scale AT-AT walker, which is here again.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, they probably just never sent it home. They were like, it's an AT-AT. We're not taking this home. You
and
have to keep it.
And they've got a section of the Outrider as well, with the Digirig table and everything, which is phenomenal as well.
Yeah.
Did you see the back to tank? You can get your photos taken.
Yeah, there's also the back to tank, which
They brought a bunch of really cool
sets. Do I have
sets.
To be in a diaper?
So we have to take Steven over there, make him take his shirt off, get the back to tank, and be all like,
in the diaper.
He could be like, Ermagerd.
Celebration is looking to be pretty awesome this year. So if you are somewhere within driving distance that you can get here by Sunday, drive out here and spend inordinate amounts of money to do so.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's nice.
If I can make it down from Canada, you guys can make it.
No. If they can come from Australia,
yeah.
You can make it from like
Tennessee, whatever. We managed to get some 19-hour plane flight people. Like, it only took me like 9 hours to drive here. So you guys need to man up.
I drove here from Washington.
Or woman up.
So.
You drove from Washington?
Yes. I have pretty much had zero sleep since Friday. I've had some sleep, but most of it's not very good.
I rode on a plane and it took like a whole 2 hours.
You rode the plane?
Fantastic. Yep, right on the wings.
Were you riding
just
in full armor?
Were you the gremlin? Were you the gremlin that made Bill Shatner go
something
crazy?
On the wing.
Ears down there hanging on the wing, kilt flapping in the wind.
Well, I could see how that would drive.
he's sitting in the back, but he's looking at
oh no.
On the wing.
He has to sit there and look at up your kilt for 3 hours.
That's a major thrust out of that kilt.
There's just so much flapping going on.
Look at that squirrel.
Off topic again. Well, we're good at this, aren't we?
Wah, 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 wah.
We should just change this to like the off topic podcast.
It's better that way.
just trying to think anything else. We're doing the Merck's birthday bash.
Yep, in
25 minutes.
In 25 minutes. So let's talk more about that and explain what that is.
We're going to have a bunch of people that are going to eat dinner.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're going to watch a slideshow made by. Actually, it's made by your submissions. People of the forms.
Who was it recently? I think it was James on Facebook was saying that like photos and music don't make a video.
I believe so. But
that's James.
Yeah, there's actual video in it.
Hey man,
too,
haters gotta hate.
but it was made by Riv Cerulius, who is one of our people. He's actually from Talon Clan, and he's cooler than all of you.
He was pretty much the one in charge of the promotional video.
Well, no, he filmed the promotional video, edited it, did basically all the work on that. Him and, actually...
And then he didn't take any credit.
He's a beast.
Yeah, he didn't take any credit.
That's how awesome Matt is. He does all this awesome stuff, and then he just stands back in the corner with the camera.
Yeah, and that's because
he doesn't speak.
Well, and he takes really sexy pictures of me.
Yeah.
Like, if there's any person you want to take
So he's more intimate with you than, like...
Then, well, no, I'm so intimate with you.
Well, we're on the same bed.
I mean, you're not supposed to tell everybody this.
What the?
We already
but,
did.
just
well,
ignore it.
That's a top gear.
But,
okay, we have History Channel on in the background.
No, that is not top gear. That is crap. We're not going to talk about top gear.
That's top gear.
US.
But in the meantime,
anyway.
Matt Zayer does a lot of work for us. By Matt Zayer, I mean edit that out. Riv Cerulius does a lot of good work for us. And he deserves extremely large amounts of props. Give him the highest of fives if you ever happen to meet this bench.
I'm only like 5'5". It's not going to be that high.
Matt's
only like 5'8".
You got to carry a ladder with you. Just like set it out when you see him.
Just
walk to the top.
Yeah, I mean, but additionally, his photo thing is their photo on Flickr, so he will be posting pictures up from C6 if you want to go and look at incredibly sexy pictures of me.
Took a sweet picture of me.
We should probably spell that out, though.
And there's incredibly sexy. The name is Zehr Photo, Zehr.
Look at it on your screen right now.
FOTO, yeah.
Yeah. We will link it to you in the description, and by that I mean I will force Ian to do it. That's all I got.
Yeah, he also took a photo of you when you threw something at Thaxa.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
This was at Dragon Con last year.
But, so he will be posting pictures up from that, and he's basically the bomb diggity awesome. And anybody who doesn't agree needs to die.
I don't think I do.
That was kind of harsh.
It is pretty harsh.
I mean, art critics are going to be art critics.
Art critics are going to be art critics, and then they're going to die.
So don't criticize Frost. Actually, if you want to criticize Frost,
send Frost
a message.
You guys may feel free to criticize me, but if you attack my Zare photo, I will have to murder you until you die.
And then some more.
And then a couple more times just to be sure.
In the face.
In the face.
So who? How many costumes do you guys have? How many?
I'm Maxos,
looking... how many costumes do you have?
How many do I have, or how many was I able to cram into the vehicle?
Would those not be the same number?
No. It's not, unfortunately.
Okay, how many do you have here?
Okay, I've got two for Celebration 6, and then I've got a third one that I've brought down for Dragon Con, because there's no point in driving all the way down to drive back through Atlanta not to hit up Dragon Con 2, so if anyone's going to that,
of course not.
Be there. So I just got the Mandalorian and the Republic Commando.
I'm running two Mandalorians at Celebration and Dragon.
Same time?
We're going to do like Frost
and Sedo.
Can you put them on at the same time, though?
I might be able to stack the helmets, at which point it's actually possible.
Because they share some
parts too, so it's actually easier than it sounds.
Yeah, the only reason I was only able to bring two and then the third suit for Dragon Con though is because I'm driving down with a friend, and we have six suits of armor in the vehicle, and there is only one way all of the armor bins and all seven helmets fit into that vehicle. There's no room
for people. They actually have to ride on top.
It's like Mr. Bean style. They have like a little brick in there and the string. And he's like hanging out.
Pretty much, yeah. There's no extra room.
I
got just the one.
Yeah, and Pinocchio's got his painting here, and he refuses to sell it to Tom.
I just turned down another offer for it for cash.
It's phenomenal.
But additionally, something else we're doing out here is the Jalen Bale. And we're actually giving out...
Otherwise known as the Bounty Hunt?
Yeah, the Bounty Hunt. And we're giving out prizes for it this time for people who get locked up, right?
I have no idea.
It's got something to do with your art.
Whoever gives the money gets the print.
People who give money now get a print of one of Pinocchio's amazingly awesome pictures of attractive Mando women with a basilisk war droid. What is there not to like in this picture?
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
And so give money, get picture. Also, you get to lock up children. We're advertising it as a babysitting service where it costs $60 an hour.
It actually costs, what, $1 a minute?
Yeah, it's $1 a minute. It's $60 an hour.
Yeah.
So, several people have asked us to please actually do that.
We're thinking about locking up Frost.
They've been thinking about that, but no cage can hold me.
We have that crush gone a year. You'd be like, ripped through the wall.
I was about to say. Oh, interestingly enough, there's a new weapons policy here that doesn't let you bring in cool stuff anymore.
It's pretty flexible.
What did you try to walk in with?
I intentionally didn't walk in with my claws because edit this part out. I'm going to just bring them in tomorrow now that everything is tagged on my kit, so that way
they'll still be patrolling.
I'm sure they'll be patrolling, and I carry my helmet in the left hand every single day.
I don't think they're going to have a problem with it. Basically, the policy is...
It has knives on it.
Well, sure, they might overlook it, though, but basically the policy hasn't changed much than every other year, other than the fact that they put an orange zip tie on every
pictures,
weapon.
They've always put zip ties on the grips.
Yeah.
They're being pretty good.
I'll be happy.
Except for Maria.
Well, we got screwed. To be honest, it's really not that drastic. It's just an orange zip tie. I mean, Dragon Con's been doing that for years.
Well, Dragon Con's sort of been doing that for years.
What?
My weapons have always been zip tie free at Dragon Con.
You know what? They're quite good at it if you ask them to just put it like around the trigger. And where it's, you know, minimal or not at all visible in photos, they will do that, and they're completely fine with that. In fact, when I went, they put it right there because they were like, here, we'll put it in the spot where it's least likely to be seen in the photos. You know, they know that people like the photos, and they don't want the orange zip tie, you know, like right across the front barrel.
One guy that I felt so bad, he was a stormtrooper, and he had the, on the E-11, the sight on the front, they zip tied it through that. Like the most obvious spot.
You
not change.
You see,
it.
That
it's
happens.
Like,
wow. I cut that off and I go back.
You just find
another guy.
Hey, it fell off.
Hey, it fell off when I put my knife against it. Can you guys go ahead and put it around the trigger this time?
Oh, you guys would have laughed your butts off.
Your patooties. Patooties off. Posterior or mine.
I have an exhibitor badge. Maybe there this morning when they opened it up to the VIPs. I've never seen so many nerds running at once. It was so funny. They open the doors and like 1,000 nerdy people come in with like video cameras and they're like, we gotta get it, we gotta get it. And they're like trying to beat each other to go buy these exclusives. Because yeah. I think there was like 70 figures of Mara Jade at the Hasbro thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they were just like booking it across the convention.
Well, there was that one artwork print by Chris Travis. It's his Vision Returns. I don't know if some of you guys saw it, but the pre-order sold out in a matter of hours. And he, and
oh, that Han and Leia.
The
one.
Han and Leia
yeah, that
one.
Was like
yeah.
the one print I wanted.
It's like, why don't they just make more of them?
I don't know why they don't make more, but yeah, they changed it up this year, so it's 200, a maximum of 200 by pre-order, and then another 50 that they had exclusively at the event here. So that way, if you didn't pre-order it, you could maybe get one. Although anything that you
yes.
know, his was
there's 35,000 people here. If you're
yeah.
not in there in the first 10 minutes, you're not getting it.
Pretty much, yeah. His sold out. Like, the last 50 within maybe 10 minutes of the con opening. It was absolutely ridiculous.
So, we're going to do some more minisodes over the next couple days. I can't guarantee who will be on. Daxos will be on there, actually. I can guarantee that because I'm not making do it. but, yeah, look forward to then. We have to go to dinner.
Heart attack.
Frost. Yes.
So,
yes, I do.
Let's go to dinner.
Okay.
Honey.
Are you paying for me?
No.
No,
but
you have to go
then
to
it's not a date. I thought you were progressive.
I mean, yes, but that doesn't mean I won't use you for money.
2 out of 3 Mandos experience jetpack issues that ultimately lead to the wearer's death. Jetpacks are prone to failure at the most needed of moments and will hinder your ability to survive in a combat situation. Join the fight against jetpacks in combat. Join Magic today. Mandalorians against jetpacks in combat also stands against repulsor packs, rocket packs, prepositioned bungee cords, and Wookiee catapults for tactical insertion. Magic does not restrict any of the above devices for recreational or hobby use. Join Magic today.
And welcome back, and we're just doing a short little C6 wrap-up here with the remaining podcasting members that are here. We have Noval Talon with us. So, Tom, how was the convention? How did it go?
Oh, it was great. I had a great time. Got to meet lots of people and see lots of stuff. And the celebration's always awesome because you get to see a lot of things you don't normally see. So,
yeah. How many Mandos did we have in the picture on Saturday?
Rough estimate, I'd say probably greater than 125.
125, yeah. Steven, did you do any of the bounty hunting?
I did a lot of the bounty hunting. We got a bunch of the Sith costumers, Dark Empire. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us trouble a few times, chasing them down through the convention hall, but it was a blast.
Yeah. So, Tal, how many hours did you actually spend at the table this time? I know you spent like 24 hours at the last convention.
Oh, the last one was like 38 hours.
38,
this,
okay.
This year, because the armor had to go back Sunday, because of the Sunday thing, only about 30 hours.
Yeah. I think this is the first time I've seen you in t-shirts and shorts in this convention hall, and that's over 2 conventions. So.
Yeah, pretty much sums it up.
So, it sounds like we all had a good time.
It's me. You have no questions. I see. How
I ran out of questions before I got to Cora. What was your takeaway from C6, Cora?
I don't know. I mean, Jeremy Bullock, gave me a thumbs up and saluted me when I was doing table duty, and that was kind of like fangirl squeak moment thing. And I went over there not armored today. I guess I'm recognizable without armor. Because he was like, "Oh, you were the move one who was here the other day with the swirlies," and I was like, "Yeah, that was me."
So it's been a great time. We're going to be packing out of the bunker here in a few minutes, and we will see you guys next month.
This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time, happy hunting.